Welcome to the Smart Investing Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education and awareness initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.
Well, retirement isn't just about slowing down. It's about securing the freedom to live life on your own terms. Hello and welcome to another episode of PGIM Smart Investing, a Money and Me investor education initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund. Well, this is a show where expert insights meet everyday financial wisdom to help you make better, smarter money decisions. Well, on this episode of PGIM Smart Investing, we are focusing on one of life's biggest milestones, retirement. When should you start planning? How much do you really need? And what role can smart investing play in ensuring financial peace of mind? Well, to explore these questions and much more, Ravi Samalad from PGIM India Mutual Fund sits down with our guest expert, Lisa, who's a financial expert, who's here to give us some practical, actionable advice for building a secure and fulfilling retirement. Over to you, Ravi.
Thank you, Jude. Retirement planning is a delicate balancing act between longevity and longevity. Longevity means living longer, for which you need to focus on your health. And longevity means that your money outlives you. And for this too, you need to start planning early. To help us dive deeper into this topic, we have with us Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Ravi. Happy to be back here.
So, Lisa, retirement is the only financial goal for which you don't get a conventional loan. So, despite knowing this, you know, several people don't plan for their retirement, in a very serious and focused manner. So, how do we go about approaching retirement planning?
So, yeah, you're right, Ravi. It's often seen that people rely more, on traditional investments for safety when it comes to building their retirement corpus rather than thinking about wealth creation. And that needs to change. And as you rightly said, there are no loans available. So, it doesn't do you any good. So that needs to change. Sure, you need safety, but you also need to take calculated risks in order to beat inflation and grow your investment over a multi-year period. Unless you are meeting inflation-beating returns in your portfolio, you will find yourself falling short at retirement. Why doesn't this happen in a focused and structured manner? Well, the human brain really cannot envision life that far away. And, thus it's easier just not to plan. However, just because you can't visualize it doesn't mean it won't happen. Thus, we must rely on data to help us plan. Right. And data says that improvements in medical science have increased life expectancy. Thus, chances are that you will live longer than the generations before you. Secondly, data also shows us that the average inflation rate that was prevalent in our country for the last two decades can almost halve the value of your money in 10 years. If left untouched, rupees 100 is going to be worth just about 55 rupees at an assumed 6% in annual inflation in 10 years period, which means you have to make your money work harder for longer, right? And investments that offer only safety do not offer inflation beating returns, and hence you need to plan better.
Yes, Lisa, very important point that you brought about is the ability to beat inflation over long run, because people have been traditionally investing in fixed return kind of investments and gold and other things, but it's very important to beat inflation when you're investing for the long term. And you also rightly pointed out that people often don't tend to plan for goals which are very far ahead, like 20, 30 years ahead, because we tend to be more concerned about our immediate needs. So how do we plan without a vision?
So Ravi, one way is just to start investing early and putting away your surplus in inflation beating investments like equity. So you must save some amount from your income and start investing early in life, right? As you get closer to your retirement years, you will have a better sense of what your expenses, lifestyle, and needs will look like at the time of retirement. One rule of thumb is to target a corpus that is 25 to 35 times your estimated annual expense at the time of retirement. So if you're planning to retire in the next 10 to 15 years, and your current annual expenses are an X amount, work backwards and estimate which expenses won't be there at retirement. For example, school fees and so on. And then add those which you may foresee coming up, like, say, social service or travel expenses, etc. Once you arrive at an estimate, you can inflate that number for the 10, 15 years remaining till you retire. This is the final annual expense number that you now need to multiply by 25 to 35. You know, that's a broad range. Ideally, keep aside 25 times this number if you are planning to live a no-frills, simple kind of retirement. Keep roughly 30 times the number for post-retirement goals and desires which you may have, you know, set aside. And 35 times if you would like to leave behind an inheritance for, you know, the next generation. Don't leave your retirement planning to what you can visualize or not. Make it rules-based. This way, you will move forward on this journey. You may still fall short or you may overshoot, but you are definitely on the right path. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, Lisa, I think this thumb rule is very good, you know, because often people don't realize, or maybe they don't know how to calculate how much they'll be needing for the retirement corpus. So I think it's a good number, but it can be a very huge corpus also. So people might get intimidated. Okay, you know, you're 35 times the corpus which I'll have to save from now. So it's a big ask, right?
It is a big ask because, you know, right now we're just looking at the numbers, but it is possible. And maybe, you know, we can break it down a little bit. Let's assume that the annual expense you are working with at retirement is 12 lakh. So that means 1 lakh of expense a month. Then your retirement kitty at the bare minimum should be rupees 3 crores. And at the outer edge of this range, it should be closer to 5 crores. So now the question is, how much do you need to save today to achieve this corpus, right? At an assumed return of 8% per annum, to achieve a rupees 3 crore corpus in 15 years, you need to invest 90,000 rupees a month. If you have 20 years handy, you need to invest just rupees 55,000 a month. If your goal is closer to, say, a 6 crore mark for retirement, you will have to invest double the monthly amount spoken above. There are two things at play here. The first one is time. As you can tell by the numbers, the longer you have in terms of time, the lesser you need to invest to achieve the corpus. Thus, the earlier you begin retirement planning, the lower your monthly commitment amount will be towards this goal. The second thing is the rate of return you expect to earn on your investment. Taking the first example, what, you know, I spoke about earlier, to achieve a 3 crore corpus at 8% annual return in 15 years, you will need to set aside 90,000 every month. At 10% expected annual return, you will need to set aside 75,000. And at 12% expected return, you will need to set aside 64,000 as an investment every month. Thus, the higher your portfolio return, the lower your investment amount every month. So if you structure your returns in a way that you are able to earn a post-tax annual return of closer to, say, 12% than 8%, your monthly investment requirement is, you know, lower by nearly 30%. So really, it's about planning, starting early, and then thinking about what kind of expected return you need to earn on, you know, your investment.
Yes, absolutely, Lisa. I think starting early is the key advantage when it comes to retirement planning. And I think these days you have a lot of online calculators also, which can really, you know, help you estimate how much you'll need to invest to achieve your corpus. So I think you need to take some calculated risks and really diversify your equity investments. So how do, Lisa, mutual funds fit into this equation?
Right, Ravi. So with mutual funds, you can choose the type of asset you want to invest in. You have the choice of obviously equity, bonds, gold, and you can choose funds that give you a mix of all these assets as well. Now, if you decide to take higher calculated risk and have a higher proportion of equity to achieve the, you know, say 12% annualized return over long run, you may have to invest up to 80% of whatever you have earmarked for investment in equity mutual fund scheme. But the rest 20% can go in something like short-term income funds, which invest in bonds as well. The latter brings relative stability, whereas the equity funds bring growth. If on the other hand, you are going to work with lower 8% kind of annualized return, you will have to reverse that proportion and invest 80% in short-term debt funds and up to 20% in equity. Within equity funds too, if you are investing a higher amount, say in mid and small cap funds, your return expectation may be higher. Then there are multi-asset funds as well, which invest in equity, bonds and gold all at the same time. Basically, you can, you know, pick and choose from the various asset-based mutual fund schemes to fit the retirement puzzle, which applies best to your needs.
Yes, I think diversification and asset allocation within equity as well as, you know, other asset classes are the key. And I think mutual funds offer a lot of options for investors for retirement planning. If we can just, you know, talk about the benefit which investors can derive out of, you know, mutual funds, especially for retirement planning, if you can delve deeper into this.
Yeah, sure, Ravi. You're right. Mutual funds do offer several benefits. The biggest benefit of using mutual funds for retirement planning or any other goal, really, to my mind, is flexibility. Say you don't have enough for the required monthly investment towards your retirement today. It doesn't mean that you cannot start investing. You begin with whatever you have and then add more when you get the fund. You can add more to your monthly systematic investment in a mutual fund scheme, or you can add a lump sum to the same folio at a later date. It all collects into one big pool rather than small buckets that you have to manage separately. Plus, you have access to funds whenever you need, which means that, you know, closer to retirement, if you desire to take a small portion out to, say, do up your, you know, forever home, then you can redeem that amount and leave the rest in. One option is also to take out, say, 5 years worth of estimated expenses and reinvest in relatively stable return funds like pure debt fund and leave the rest to grow in an equity fund. This may be repeated, say, every 5 years. That way, your immediate expenses are coming from a pool that's relatively less volatile in comparison with equity, and the balance which rests in equity is left to grow, thus taking advantage of long-term compounding as well. If for some reason your fund is not performing well or has been taken over and you want to shift out, you can do so immediately. You will have to pay, of course, tax, capital gains tax on the gains. Lastly, you can use a portion of the funds to create a systematic withdrawal that caters to your monthly expenses. You can keep adjusting this amount every few years as per your needs. So lots of flexible options while using mutual funds. And ultimately, you can get a consolidated portfolio report from a central agency like CAMS. It captures all your investments in mutual funds in one report. So you aren't left trying to collate that portfolio yourself. So I think, yeah, these are some of the obvious benefits of using mutual funds.
Yes, Lisa, I think SWP, like you mentioned, is a great tool for, you know, retirees to withdraw a fixed sum from their retirement corpus. It's just that they have to check how much they are withdrawing from this corpus to be, you know, really able to sustain their corpus longer. So we have spoken about the risk and benefits about mutual funds. So I want to talk about the risks while building a retirement portfolio, if you can just talk about it.
Yeah, so, you know, ideally, you don't want to get, as we spoke, too adventurous with your retirement corpus. When it comes to mutual funds, narrow sector and thematic funds can be more opportunistic than long-term in nature. And the same goes for things like credit opportunities funds from the debt fund basket. Keeping it simple, diversified equity funds, diversified bond funds with low to medium-term maturity, gold funds and simple hybrid funds should be good enough to cater to the purpose of building a retirement corpus using mutual fund schemes.
Well, good, Lisa. I think we have covered most ground today on, you know, how to go about planning for retirement and what are the risks and calculations that you need to take into account while investing for this important goal. So before we wrap up, here are my key learnings. So the first one is clearly starting early is the key. The longer you have in terms of time, the lesser you need to invest to achieve your retirement corpus. The second learning is the rule of thumb is great to start your investment. It can be, you know, 25 to 30 times of your estimated annual expense at the time of retirement. And you can work backward to know how much you can invest starting today. So clearly investors need to take into account inflation while investing to, you know, beat inflation over long run. The fourth learning is don't leave your retirement planning to what you can visualize or not make it a rule-based investments. And the fifth learning is use diversified equity fund categories like flexi-cap, multi-cap, hybrid for building your retirement corpus. So Lisa, with that, we come to the end of this episode, and thanks once again for this insightful conversation. We'll catch you in the next episode soon.
Thank you, Ravi. Look forward to our next interaction.
You know, they say the best time to start planning for retirement was yesterday, and the next best time is today. A big thank you to Ravi and our guest Lisa for breaking down retirement planning in such simple, actionable ways. Your retirement story starts today. One smart choice, one consistent step at a time. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of PGIM Smart Investing. Stay tuned for more conversations that make you think, plan, and invest better right here on PGIM Smart Investing.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
You are listening to the Smart Investing Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education and awareness initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.